Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Light of Judah Online. The subject we're doing at present is called Excellence in Ministry, and we're doing part two from a seven-part series. Excellence in ministry, what does this mean? Excellence in ministry will not tolerate unbelief, failure, or taking the easy way out. It will pay whatever price it's needed to get the job done God's way and will be executed with dedication and integrity. And it will demonstrate absolute honesty and commitment and also represent Christ Jesus to the world. Let us now go into part two of the seven-part series, Excellence in Ministry, Six Steps to Excellence. I want to do the first step. The first step is called dedication. It is your decision. A true dedication is a decision of quality, a decision where there is no turning back. Dedication is based on commitment and not feelings. When you make a decision or commitment, God provides the power just like the new birth. Find your place in the body of Christ. The Bible says that the callings of God are without repentance. God will not revoke or pull back the calling on your life. Find it, get into it as soon as possible. Choose to be a vessel of honor. We now go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20-21. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also wood and earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet the master's use, and be prepared unto every good work. This scripture is actually saying to you, the believer, you have to choose what sort of vessel you want to be, a vessel of honor or a vessel of dishonor. Many years ago, I said to the Lord in prayer, Lord, I want to be a vessel of honor. I choose gold. Let me go further here. Devote yourself to pleasing God. Learn those things that please God and those things that do not please him. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. The just shall live by faith. When we overcome the world, not walking in victory also is offensive to God. Walking in love of God will please him, and also faith works by love. Walking in offense, strife and division do not please God, as strife will stop your faith and allow you to be taken captive by Satan. Commit yourself to a life of prayer. Prayer is the foundation for success in every Christian plan. Jesus spent much time in prayer with his Father and in fellowship, and God wants us to do the same thing. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Fellowship and build a relationship with God, and I would say every day, take the time out, spend time talking to him as a friend, but he is still God Almighty. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.